Okay, as we head into the Yom HaMorayim Sukkos, we have three times where we're going to have to make an Erev Tavshilin. So the topic today, we're going to begin. Today we're going to, it's going to be a little unique and different, because we are going to mix the Hadragah with Halacha to come out with a better understanding of Erev Tavshilin, and to better understand a Gemara Masechtas Yuma. There's many halachas a year like this year, especially where it's a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. It's constantly a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. It's not a Friday, Shabbos. It's a 2 day Yom Tov and then a Shabbos. We have that Rosh Hashanah, and we are going to have that first day of Sukkot, and once again, second day of Sukkot, and then we have again Pesach. Because Erev Pesach this year is a Shabbat, we don't have the Erev Tavshil, we again have the 3 day Yom Tov. So we're full of 3 day Yom Tov this year. The topic, therefore, of Erev Tavshilin is no better time to review it and some new Chidushim. And the Chidushim will begin with the Gemara Masechtas Yuma. Gemara says like this: Amar Rav, Rav says, Chaim Avraham Avinu kol ha-Torah kula, Avraham Avinu kept al Torah, Shnemar Ekev Asher Shama Avraham B'Koili, Hashem listened. And the Gemara, therefore, assumes that he listened to Kairosai, Mitzvoisai, he listened to all the Torah and the Mitzvois. Correct the Gemara, Amar Rav Sina Bar Chiel Rav, maybe he just listened to the Sheva Mitzvos. We know that he did Mila too. Okay, Ve'im Sheva Mitzvos Mila. Amar Lai, what's shot in the words in that Pasuk? Mitzvoisai, Mitzvoisai. It's not just Mashma, Mitzvoisai, it seems to be Torah too. So the Gemara, Maskav is a Rav Avinu, kept Kala Torah Kula. Amar Rav, he came Rav Asher. Time Avraham Avinu afilu Erev Tavshil. He even kept Erev Tavshil. How do you know he even kept Erev Tavshil? And Shnama, it doesn't say Torah. Torah would mean 630 mitzvahs. Mitzvah would have been the Sheva mitzvahs with Milo. What's Torah say? Plural. Gemara Echad Torah Shemsav, Echad Torah Shemalpeh. Avraham Avinu kept Torah Shemsav, and he also kept Torah Shemalpeh. Parash of Alpeh would be Erev Tavshilin, because that's a mitzvah to Rabbanon. And he not only kept Torah Shebesah, but he even kept mitzvah to Rabbanon, Torah of Alpeh. The question that everyone asks on this Gemara is, why choose Erev Tavshilin? Avraham Avinu kept all mitzvah to Rabbanon. What is special about Erev Tavshilin that Avraham Avinu kept? And that's what we are going to go through the shir, trying to understand, and that's what you'll see, the Divrei Agada with the Divrei Halakha, how it beautifully merges together to give us a better understanding of Erev Tavshilin, and what is the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu Afilu Erev Tavshilin. We begin with, what is the word Erev? If I try to define the word Erev, usually we find an Erev is you have an Erev Seiris, where there's a number of yards, and now you bring them all together to create one, so I can carry from one to the other. So Erev, we would translate, means is really to combine, to make one, to mix. Erev is a mix. Ma'ariv is, you have a mixture. It's a mixture, is usually that's the word we're going to use. We now combine together. We're one. What is a filu Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin, as we're going to see, is you have an idea. You have either your matzah, your challah, your egg. And this is used to somehow let us cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. What's the word Erev? And that's the question that the Rishonim and the Acharonim asks. Will go straight to the Aruch HaShulchan. Ma'al Lashon Erev comes to the Rambam. So he brings out the Rambam. According to the Rambam, all the Rambam doesn't talk about the word Erev, but the Rambam's understanding of Erev Tavshilin. Rav Erev Tavshilin, Shem HaMushel. It's a borrowed word. Really, it has nothing to do with the Erev when it comes to cooking for Yom Tov and Shabbos. So Shem HaMushel, it's a borrowed word. We find the Erev Chatzeres, and there it's Kavan is Ma'ar V'Rishus Le'es Yachad. V'Rishul Zeh Hashem L'Kam. M'nei She'in Yin Echad, M'shem Hekar. Erev Chatzeres is, we do something to show that we're all one. Erev Tavshilin also is going to be for a hacker. It's not to make everything one, but it's a hacker. So basically, it's a borrowed word. The Erev Chatzeres is used as a hacker. Here it's also used like the word Erev has nothing to do with Erev Tavshilin. But being that the Erev itself is a word found to make a hacker, Erev Chatzeres, we need a hacker. We need something to show that we're all together. This is, you have that food, we're all together. Here too, it's going to be a hacker. However, the Ravid learns, the Ravid Pirish, the Gam Kan is Lashon Erevuv. It's also Lashon of Erevuv. Shema Arba, Yom Tov, Shabbos, Lashon Erevuv. We're making it one. Yom Tov and Shabbos on one day. So it is a lashon of ma'arev, to bring together. We are going to see, depending on which reason that we make the erev tavshilin, is are you ma'arev the yontav and Shabbos together, or maybe that's not the pshad in the erev altogether. But the ravid is going that the lashon erev is ma'arev the yontav. We therefore go into the Gemara. This Gemara we've learned many, many times. The Gemara is talking about the member of Amid Beis. Let's just review the Gemara very, very quickly, trying to understand the reason for erev tavshilin. Most of the oilam here that learned the sugyas, and we've learned Maseches Be'ah, and we've learned Maseches Pesachim. I'm finishing Shabbos and Mitzvah Shem in a few weeks. We've all come across the concept of Hayil. Hayil means that there might be guests, and if I have guests, I am allowed to cook on Yontif for the guests. So cooking from Yontif to Shabbos then was going to rely on Hayil. But that's only one mandamar. We are going to see if we hold like this mandamar or not. So let's learn the Gemara. If my wife from Yantiv B'chol, someone who comes from Yantiv B'chol, you're cooking on a Yantiv day for a week there. Rav Chisdam, you get Malkus. Rav Ami, you don't get Malkus. Rav Chisdam, like, it just says you get Malkus. Why I mean in Hayom Mikvei Lar, we don't say this far that maybe you'll have guests. Yantiv, I cooking. Maybe I'll have guests, maybe I won't have guests. Being that there's no, you didn't cook. When you're cooking and there's no guests, says Rav Chisdam, you get Malkus. You cooked on Yantiv for a week there. You have no right to cook on Yantiv. You can only cook on Yantiv if you need it for Yantif. Rabba Marabba says, no Malkus, you say Hoyle. Now we're going to use the same Svara of Hoyle for Yantif to Shabbos. Just like we're using the Svara of Hoyle from a Yantif to a Chol, we're going to use the Svara of Hoyle from a Yantif to a Shabbos too. That means if you're on Yantif, you can't cook from Yantif to Shabbos either. But if you have a Svara of Hoyle, it's like I'm allowed to cook from Yantif to Chol. You shouldn't say you're allowed to. You don't get Malkus. That means according to the Torah, you're allowed to do it. So too from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Amalei Rabbah or Chiz, according to you. You don't say Hayil. Hey, Chai from Yom. How do you cook from Yom Kippur to Shabbos? How are you allowed to cook? You're not allowed to cook from Yom Kippur to a Chol. You can't cook from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Yom Kippur, you're allowed to cook for itself, not for Shabbos. And you don't hold a Hayil. You don't hold it as far of that maybe the fact that guests are going to come, I'm allowed to cook. Amalei, I make an Erev Tavshilin. Shem Erev Tavshilin. Break the Gemara. What does Erev Tavshilin do? So you have your matzah, you have your egg, and because of Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. If you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, so what is an egg? Just because I have a piece of bread and have a egg set aside, what is that? How does that permit it? Enter the Gemara, Rechid the hold Amalei. I don't agree with you, Rabbi. I hold that midiraisa tzarchei Shabbos nasim yontif. No, I hold you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. No problem. You can't cook from Yontif to Chol. The Yontif to Shabbos, minatari you're allowed to. The Rabbana made gzeira. What's the gzeira? Gzeira shem yayimru oifim yontif abul Chol. They're going to say if you can cook from Yontif to Shabbos, you see that you don't have to just cook for Yontif. You might also cook from Yontif to Chol. Even though the Rabbanan came along and they said that you are not allowed to cook without an Erev Tavshilin. Once you make the Erev Tavshilin, have a hecker. Oh, the only reason I'm allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos is because I have a food. So again, really, you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. You don't need any svar of oil. No guess, because it doesn't hold oil. Then I'll tell you, you're allowed to cook. But there's a gzera. I might cook from Yontif to Shabbos. I also might cook from Yontif to Chol, but I make a hecker. This is now a pshat. It's a hecker. I've created something over here. Very good. Lefi the way the Ravid explains the Lashon Erev. Lashon Erev is to make a hacker. According to this mandama, it's a hacker. According to the other mandama, it doesn't seem to have anything to do with a hacker. That's what we're going to have to see. What's pshat in, if you hold, the svara is hayil, so what does the Erev Tavshilin then do? So, min ha-Tayra, I'm allowed to cook from Yantav to Shabbos. But the Rabbanan, it's because of Svar Hoyle. So now I still need to go ahead and do something to be able to permit us to do a L'chachila. So I mean, I'll tell you, I'm allowed to cook anyway because of Hoyle. The Rabbanan came along and said it's still Osir. We have to see why they would come and say it's Osir if I'm allowed to do it because of Hoyle. Hoyle permits the Daraisa, still have the Rabbanan, comes there to Shilan and it permits. We are going to have to explain that, and that's going to be the share. But the other Mandamar seems to clearly say, all we need is a hacker. I have a hacker.
This hacker is sitting in the refrigerator. It's not a hacker. If I ever really been hanging up a hacker, if I see that this is a hacker,
But I know that I made something. You can ask your wife. I made a hacker. I still have the hacker somewhere. I put it somewhere. Right. That's what we're going to see as we go through. We're going to try to see how to apply the two reasons. So we have another Gemara. This is where it gets very complicated. The Gemara Maseches Be'ah. If you stop right here, it's very cautious. We see over there, Tavshilin, It's two man. I don't know the, how they what the Erev Tavshilin is permitted. Gemara Maseches Beis says like this: Yinanimili, where do we know you have to make an Erev Tavshilin? Where does this come from? Obviously, it's not Minatayr the Erev Tavshilin. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, yeah, but it's a drush from this pasuk. Zachar es yem at Shabbos zakachi. You have to remember Shabbos. What do you have to remember Shabbos? What's the Torah being meramis to us? Pasuk shad zachar es yem at Shabbos. You have to make kiddush. But the Gemara is learning it as a drasha. What's the also Zachar telling us? Zachreyu. Me'ach, you're gonna come to forget about Shabbos. You might come to forget. What do you mean you're gonna forget? Why would you forget about Shabbos? My time. Gemara says it's Yontif right now. So we have Friday. We're sitting Rosh Hashanah. We're sitting at our meal, having a nice meal. I might forget about getting ready, having food for Shabbos. Amar Rava, Kidei, Sheyiver, money up. Make sure that you set aside for Shabbos. Money up, Liyadim. The Erev Tavshilin is going to remind you, oh, I better go out and do something for Shabbos. You have to understand how that works. What, like the prime thing, what is it? So I went out of my head, my egg, and I made this, don't forget, for Yontif. I made this on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, I make my Erev Tavshilin, and somehow this Erev Tavshilin with the first mandamer in the Gemara Beer, which is Rava, is going to remind me, I'm going to look at this food, I'm going to say, oh, you know what, I shouldn't forget about Shabbos. If I'm going to eat everything for Yontif, I'm not going to have any food for Shabbos. So I have an Erev Tavshilin. The Erev Tavshilin is going to remind me, make sure you set aside food for Shabbos also. Don't just eat everything up on Yontif. There's going to be another meal. There's another two meals, maybe three. Ravashi says, what's the whole point of the Erev Tavshilin? As we said, seems clearly like the Manda Amar Masech of Sachem. That's how I would learn the Gemara. I'm sure you would learn the same way. Ravashi Amar, Kidei Shiyoimu. Hey, Naipim Yontif, the Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Abuchamim Yontif Lechol. For sure, you cannot cook from Yontif Lechol. Who is that? Who's Ravashi? Ravashi seems to be verbatim the words of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, you don't need a Vachin. It's complicated. So I'll review it. Rav Chisda is the one who says, you don't say Hayo. You don't say Hayo. So then, and you really, we saw from the Gemara, allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. You're allowed to cook from Yontif. Well, what's the problem? Because what Rav Ashi seems to say, "Kidei she'ein ayif b'miyantiv l'Shabbos, kal b'chayim b'miyantiv l'chol," and that seems to be the way Rashi learns. Zok Rashi, Rashi says, "Achrei u'machesh shabo ashkicha the first mandama. First mandama is Rav. What does Rav say? Kishabo yantiv b'er Shabbos, karev Shabbos l'shkin. You're gonna forget about Shabbos. Machmas yantiv." Shemar, we have such a big suda, Rosh Hashanah, especially this year, we come home from davening, late davening, you're going to eat, you're not going to leave, it's not like you're totally going to get about Shabbos, but you have to leave, the Torah is telling us, don't forget about Shabbos. I wrote it, it's really, you're going to have to come back to the Rashi, it seems you need the Erev during the meal. In other words, your Erev has to be around when I'm eating, so I don't forget to leave some food over for Shabbos. Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't learn. Rabbeinu Chananel learns the cooking. That's why we're on the sheet. It seems to be like it's Rashi. And Rabbeinu Chananel, the feed this man to Amar, up until when do you need that Erev? You need the Erev when you're cooking? Is it that I have to make sure that I have the Erev when I'm going to cook on Friday? Or I need the Erev when I finish my, well, during the meal itself. Good.
It's not the meal of Shabbos. It's not cooking for the meal of Shabbos.
No, I'm setting aside. Very good. It's not, according to Rashi, it's not, it's just to make sure, leave all the food, recover Shabbos.
It's not the meal for Shabbos. Say that I'm making something for Shabbos.
No,
the other man, the other, add some extra. That's not even.
I don't need extra. I just want to forget. Right? According to the other, Ravashi doesn't learn. Comes along the bit. I don't have to learn the basics from the over here because it's not. It's difficult to understand the some of the words over here. Although the Ramban is clear in his understanding, but if we would, I think we can all. It seems Pashup Shat that the fee Ravashi is going to feed the Chor of Rav Chisda, and you can all ask what difference does it make. But you'll see, it's a huge nafkamina this year. It's a huge enough community. Let me throw out the question today. We'll go through the sugya. If we have three times we need an Erev Tavshilin, so is it good enough for me to go ahead next week on Wednesday, take my egg and my matzah, refrigerate the egg, or take another food that's going to last, and I'm going to say that this should work not just for Yontif, but it should work for the first day of the sukkah, and also work for Simchas Torah. Can I just do it once? Why do I need to do it three times for? If the let's see, what's the purpose of it? If the purpose is going to be, I shouldn't forget about Yontif L'chol. So, in other words, Rav Ashi's religion, Kidei She'emer, Yontif Yontif L'chol, Kavachai Yontif L'chol. So maybe I could use the same one. What do I need a new one for? If it's Kidei She'yiv Ramani Yafa, so, or you could say the other way around too. And that's what we're going to see. That's our shiloh. Can I just do it once? Where's it going to come up? It's very negative, because being that it's three times, I know I'm going to get calls people forgot. It's going to be obvious. So maybe I should give it to, at least you should do this. The worst thing is you should do it once and do it for all three. And if you happen to remember the other times, you'll do it the other times. And this way you're safe. You don't run into any problems. We can make it tonight, so then we're going to go into the whole shit. Can you make it tonight? That I want this to work well three times if I forget. If I remember, then I'm going to make another Erev Tov Shilin. We're going to see what Brach is Nama. Is that an Eitzah? That's really what we have to figure out. Is that an Eitzah? We're going to see. It might depend on the reason. But first, let's learn the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef brings down the Rambam. Rambam says like this. Yadav Shkali Yisrael of Shabbos, Eirat Yigimach, Yadav Mashu, Ayatul, Amachar, the Shabbos. The Yisrael is there. Be the Beis Yosef. Look at the Rambam, who he paskins like, because it's very, very important. The Rambam paskins like the Mandomer that says, Lavashi. Kidei shlo yavoy lavasho, miyantif lechol, shekavu chaymer, l'shabes, einam lavasho. If you can't cook from Shabbos, from yantif to Shabbos, kol shkei lechol, like Rav Chizkiya it seems, or definitely Ravashi. The pikach, therefore, was the tavshomer of yantif, I made a tavshomer of yantif, shkei lechol, lavasho, miyantif l'shabes, harein zemutter. That tafshil shesayim klav is called an erev tafshil. Called an erev tafshil, as I said to you before, the Rambam, it's the borrowed word from Chatzers. Kasev agoyis, amashe kasev, is the zemi divrei seifrim. The Rambam clearly says divrei seifrim. Who is divrei seifrim? Divrei seifrim is really you're allowed to cook from yontif to Shabbos. That would seem to be Rav Chizda. The whole reason of the erev tafshil is mid rabbanan. Avala taisis, when you look at taisis, some sachem, it's in Be'er. Chol Rabbi saying, "Mitzar for us." All of them learn Pirish. No, Asim and Atayra. You're not allowed to cook from Yantiv to Shabbos. Achan Rabbi Asim and Atayra from Yantiv to Shabbos. You're going Eichish and Yachal Arnes Men of Yantiv. We spoke about this yesterday. Samach like Hashayecha. If you are running, your wife's running late, and it's Lech Benchin's 6:30, and it's 5:30 now, and she didn't make her challenge. She didn't make the chicken. Samach like Hashayecha. There's no guests coming out. So the lack of name of Hoyle, you can't say Hoyle and Mikloy Arkham. And therefore, according to these Rishinim, it's Aser to go ahead. There's no Hoyle. When guests are going to come, guests are not coming now. It's too late. My food's not even going to be ready anymore. It's not, I can't make, I'm not making food for the guests. The food's not going to be ready till Shabbos. Lefi the Rambam, what's the difference? I made a hacker. I had a hacker over here to show that I'm really allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. The whole problem is I might cook from Yontif to Chol. Come on, I made a hacker. So who cares that the food's not going to be ready? I went ahead. I'm making the food right now. I already made my Erev Tav Shilin. I made my Erev Tav Shilin Wednesday. Now it's Friday, and I'm allowed to cook. I guess they're not coming. I don't need the reason to guess. But if, says Taisis, you need the reason of Hoyle, how are you cooking right before Shabbos? You can't cook right. You don't have this far. Once you don't have this far, Hoyle, min ha-tayra, you're cooking from Yantif to Shabbat, Asim and Atayra. And therefore, we have a big child, and the women have to be, we'll see, lahalach lamaisa, but if we are going to be going with these sheetahs over here, we have a, if you go with the Rambam, so you don't have a problem, it's all limited Rabbanan anyway. And Erev Tav Shilin seems to go on the sheetahs Rabashi. But if you're going to be going like the Rabba, and the reason is Hayo, now Taisa says, Bafilu Haki, so that's what he corrected, Bafilu Haki, Mayal Erev Tav Shilin. The Rabba Latameh, it's Lehoyle. I, Ravashi, this is the part I need to know himself for. What's the base of being in Ravashi for? Ravashi's going with Rav Chizda. He already told us what Rav Chizda holds. He already said, Lepi Rav Chizda, that you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. You are allowed to. We just need a hacker because the hacker is that you don't cook from Yontif to Chol. So what is the base of more Ravashi? You see that the base Yosef is trying to hold, this is what I feel, and you'll see shortly, that Rav Ashi also can fit with the Rabba's reason. Really, we hold a higher. We do hold a higher. The whole reason is higher. What is Rav Ashi telling us? Ain't night to be unto the Shabbos, tell Chaim and Yantho. I asked the Hoyle before, once you have higher, so why is it not mutter altogether? Higher should say that I might have guessed I'm allowed to cook. Why is it awesome in the Rabbanan? So the Rabbanan came along and said it's awesome. Maybe the Rabbanan went ahead and said it's awesome because of Rav Ashi's reason. Ain't night to be unto the Chol, Kabbal Chaim and Yantho, the Shabbos. It could still work with Rav Ashi, maybe, although it's definitely not mashma like this in the Gemara and Pesachim. Definitely not, because and Rabbi never responded to that. It seems that Rabbi doesn't hold to that. But look at the Beis Yosef. Up the Beis Yosef, I, Rav Ashi, Al tam erev kama. He's telling you the reason of erev. The chain is going to stay with Masakin for this. To me, Pshad in the Beis Yosef is that the Beis Yosef is trying to have Rav Ashi work out even Lefi Rav. So even Rav that holds a Hayil, okay, why is it awesome in the Rabbana now? It's awesome in the Rabbana now because of what the Rav Ashi says, Zer Hashema Yoimru Oitim Yantif Afelchol. That seems to me. You'll see the Beir Halacha definitely doesn't learn like this, and the others don't learn like this. They say that they don't understand. Rav Ashi is not going with Rabba. Rav Ashi is, let's just set it up. Rav Ashi is Rav Chisda. Rabba, which is Payo, is going to go with Rabba. Kadeshi ever money off the Shabbos. So let's learn the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, like I said to you before, Big Nafkamino Ladino. Dilah HaRambam. According to the Rambam, just reviewing what we said. And you made an Erev Tavshilin. But if it's the reason of Hayol, it's not Chazi Larkin. Even Shasim and Atayra, what does Erev Tavshilin help? Kain Kasim, and he brings down the Smag and all the others. If it says Darach HaShulchan HaLach HaLamayisu, he's there, Yesh Lizar, you should not cook Erev Shabbos, Samach LaErev, and the oil is not an Izzer in this. People don't. How many of your wives heard of this?
Opposite.
That's right. They put everything up right before. But according to what we're saying, it's not allowed. And if you do it.
Putting it up if it's cooked already, putting it to warm, is that, would that be a problem?
No, then it's not a problem. I have guests. Say, I have guests anyway. Guests can come. But if I'm going to put on my chow, I'm going to make my chicken, and there's no guests coming at that time.
A cold chicken. I'm putting it in the oven a minute before Shabbos. It's not going to be hot for the reason I'm putting it in the oven should get hot. It's not going to be hot for the guests for time.
It's going to be the same problem. It's going to be the same. Yeah, but I can't put it. Okay, so then I'm going to be going into what Malachi is doing. You know, it's your own being over the Rabbanan anyway. So you can't do it. In other words, we definitely, and I'll tell you, we can't compete.
It should be, it's not only about cooking the challenge before it's anything. Early enough.
It would be anything. I can't do anything. I'm not because it's hachana. I'm not allowed to prepare from young. I can't do anything from young. Right.
That gives you light.
We're going to see that lighting the candles is for now too. It's not just Shabbos. For now. And lighting it now. Here, it's later. We're going to see. We're going to have all these. That's going to be next week. We'll have to see if you need an Erev Tavshilin to put the candles on. It could be you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. We're going to see. Is it machlok? Do you need an Erev Tavshilin for candles or not? But they're going to ask you questions.
Why is the
air
the
heck?
Why is food? Why is that a heck?
Because I made something. The Rabbanan said that you have to, in order to cook, you're going to have to do something. So I the only reason I'm cooking is because I started the process from before.
But why is the heck not to cook the weekend?
Because now I'm going to say the only reason I'm allowed to cook is because I did something. I made a hacker, so the only reason, really, I'm not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. I'm afraid. Really, I'm allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. I'm allowed to. So the people are going to mix it up, but they won't mix it up now because they're going to say, oh, you know why you're allowed to do it? Because you started the process from before Yontif. That's why. I started from the weekday. From the weekday, you're allowed to do it. Oh, what?
Heck, there's usually
you
put an X.
Because it's still, that they're not going to, people, they never said, go ahead and make something, if you want to cook on Yantip Tachol, you know what, make an Erev Tavshilin. They never said that. In other words, you're saying, why didn't they, you're right, if they would have said, make some type of a heck, people would mix it up, but they didn't. They said, you're allowed to cook from Yantip Tachol. I'm sorry, from Yantip to Shabbos. So you made a hacker.
What is the egg in the thing?
We're going to go through that. We're going to see that. Let's go now to the Maish here, because this is not Gaya Tals this year. The next one, therefore, on the sheet is Yiniach Erev Aldats L'Smechel Kolz Man Shukai. This year, I want this Erev to work as long as it's still, the egg is still edible, and my matzah for sure will be right. I feel like the author says the Mechaber, are you allowed to do that or not? So the mechaber lechatchila lo yismachalav lechatchila you're not allowed to, but the abed you're allowed. Good, oh wonderful. So the abed you're allowed. Why? Who? Which sheet is this like? Who is the mechaber paskening like? So we're gonna have to learn the Taz. We're gonna see the Taz, and then the oil will see the way I was learning before. Maybe it's not so posh, it's not so true. But if the oil follows along here, it will be clarified by learning the Taz. Kasev Arash, Nafkamina, Benelot Dila Rava. Tzarech L'Erev Dafka Be'erev Yom. What's Rav's reason? Rav's reason is don't forget about Shabbos. Oh, you don't want to forget about Shabbos. What is it going to help that 3 weeks ago I made an Erev? How am I not going to forget about Shabbos? Because I made an Erev Rosh Hashanah? It's going to help with Simchas Torah. How am I going to remind me about Shabbos then? I made this 2 weeks ago. It's not here. Kadesh Shiva money up to Shabbos. But according to Rav Ashi, no. Yachalar, Vafilu Kardim, you can make it made days before. It's only a hacker, don't forget. You're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. I made the hacker 3 weeks ago. I remember that I made it 3 weeks ago.
I shouldn't say I have to make it Erev Yom Tov. End of the day, that's the rule.
No, but I can't make. Can I make an Erev Tov Shiel today? Because I'm going to. Because now you're going to come home from the shir. Just had a shir. No, I'm afraid I'm going to forget next Wednesday.
Where's the saying? No, why not?
That's what I'm saying. That's what the Taz is saying. That's what he's saying. You can't do that. Because if the whole shot is I shouldn't forget about Shabbos by making me an Erev on Sunday this week, how am I going to remember about Shabbos next week? I put away my egg. It's in my refrigerator. What's going to help me to sell my food? Very good. So comes along to be shining. And they're saying as close to Yom Tov as you could do it, you have to do it. Because I remember, you know what? I already started Lusha. I'm not going to forget on Shabbos. 2 days ago, I made something. It's just the way if you're going to make it 3 weeks before, how am I going to remember to set aside food for Shabbos? I haven't. But if the reason is because, this is what the Tanakh says, but if the reason, and he gives that to Ravash, Yachlarid, Afilu Kain the Mayor of Yontif. Yeah, you can do it a week before. Do it today. Yontif Shel Sukkis, our year, this year. Shechal Yais, Behe B'Shabbos, Yachlarid, Erev Yontif, Erev, Echad L'Shabbos, Zoom, Shabbos Haba, like this year. This is our example. You have Sukkis, and the second day is a Sukkis, are again going to keep, but we don't know who the Halach is like. Is the Halach like Ravashi? Is the Halach like Rava? Therefore, the Beis Yosef says, L'chatchil l'aser v'di'evad l'hater. That's what he says. So, b'di'evad, if you want to make your Erev today, because I'm going to forget next Wednesday, do it. Not only that, you make one Erev and you'll do it for all straight. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't learn like this. Without learning the Taz, you wouldn't know that there's the Taz seems to make the most sense in Pashup Shah. But let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says like this. L'chatzkila l'yismach. L'yismach means you should make it from first day Sukkot to the second day. The age day is b'zeven ha'payiskin. There's a little big much like it's ha'payiskin, as we just said. Yeshayim, and some say, the l'tama erev amu with the sefa'al. According to the reason of the erev brought down in sefa'al, yachal ha'arav erev yantif. You make an erev erev yantif and say, listen, shil erev, that it should be a good erev. Why not? Let it be good for the next week. Afli yantif achar. If it's still here, I had made the Erev many days before Yom Tov. So who cares? Even though I call Panin, Kvar Yischa Lach and the Shabbos, I already started for Shabbos. 1 week day I started for Shabbos. I said to you, the reason we shouldn't forget, I'm sorry, the reason of we shouldn't cook from Yom Tov to Chol, okay. Here, I'm allowed to because I already started my preparations on the weekday. That's what we said before. We started already before. Who cares when I started? I could start it today for next week. I already started the preparation for Shabbos. So, Kvar Hiskalach and the Shabbos in his man, Mitzachal. And now, who's that Shita like? That's Rava, right? That seems to be Shita's Rava. So, and that's why in the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to see, seems to be going even with Fishitas Rava, you could do it days before. No, there's others that all Dafka are beyond it. Shabbala Hatalabashaboy. Fatila Vinich, basic Gimel Yamin Kaitan, like we just said, even if you do it 2-3 days before, it doesn't help. Yeah, Riyah Machabad will Chatil Tsarachlahach Mikidea Zoo. But the Abbot Samchin al Kilin. Is this the Taz? No, because look at, we just said it's not the Taz. Mishnah Berurah himself is saying that even with Fidish, that you want to prepare for Shabbos. That's the Iker reason. He's telling you, I can do it already 2 weeks before. And that's why if you look at the Sharitina number three, he says this is the Nahar Shalag, the Maimer Marchai, the Beis Meir. That's the reason of the Mechaber, Meshim Rebbe Yosef, Vechayshish for the Das, the Kolboy, a Kolboy, also Gamal Ravashi. The Kolboy is going even with your Ravashi. That means even if he Shitas Ravashi, you have to do it Mamish Arab Yantif, Chimur Edvarov, the like it Taz. You see, he doesn't hold like the Taz. Meaning, that even the Fishitas Ravashi, the Ravashi's whole reason is that you have to go ahead and make the Erev so you don't cook from Yom Tov to Chol. Even if that's the whole reason, you shouldn't make Yom Tov. And it's really all it is a hacker. So really, so why can't I do it today? Says these Rishayim know that even if you're Ravashi, it has to, the Takanas Chachamim, was only Erev Yantif. What about the other tzad? The other, and so that means when the Mishnah Berurah is telling you that you can do it even days before, you clearly see that he's going even to feed the other man the Omer, because he says, I already made, I started my Shabbos. I'm his man. Is that Rav Ashi? So in other words, he seems to be passing like Rav Ashi, but in Rav Ashi itself, we have a machlokes. Did Rav Ashi hold Mamashav? Get Rav Yonatan? Well, if you're Rav Ashi, even if I do it before, I'm not going to mix up the Shabbos and Shabbos Chol. But would be the other man, Domar, if you're going to be dealing with the reason of cooking from Yontif to Shabbos because of Chol, because I might have guests, and there if Tashil and Soma has to work, it maybe then, if you go like Rabbah, maybe it doesn't work. If he sheet this Rabbah, I have to do it right before. Maybe I have to do it right before because there's nothing to do it with Yontif to Shabbos. Again, it goes back to Takanas Chachamim. You don't know what the reason why the Chacham said it is. Maybe it's like I said to you before, Lufi the Raivit, Lufi the other Rishayim. Maybe in Lufi Rav Ashi, it works out. But clearly the Mishnah Berurah is going into Rav Ashi himself. In Rav Ashi himself, we have a Machlokes. Lufi Rabbah, and it's working with the Svar of Hayil, we also could play around what would be the Halacha. And therefore, let's learn the Bi'ur Halacha. The Bi'ur Halacha says clearly what we just said. Kasa Beis Meir. Mastic the Rambam holds like a pizdal. Tzarechi Shabbos, Nasim Yantim guys, not like the Mashal, the Magen Avraham. The time limit should have cheat is Divrei Ravashi Marinkin. That's what Ravashi says, like we just said. We hold like Ravashi. The comic, they shi yam yam, the Shabbos, as the Kalak, the Machayim. Alma midarai, the Shari, like a pizdal, not because of Hayim. Then he brings them the Yashami like this. After the brackets, I the Ramban, partially Ash, the Divrei, the way I was Terech to answer Ravashi. That no, Rav Ashi is Shitas Rav Chizda, and really we hold live Shitas Rav Chizda because Rav Ashi is the Achrayim and he holds Rav Chizda. Really, you can cook from, and therefore now we have a good child. Oh, it seems we hold like Rav Ashi. But even with Rav Ashi, you really need the Erev Tavshilin Erev Yontif. That's what should come out. Okay, now let's go back to Mishael. Let's go back to Avram, Myrdiki, Yisaitis, and Adibra Agada now, based on this, and then we'll come to the final halacha. Avram Avinu kept Afilu Erev Tavshilin. So what does it mean he kept Afilu Erev Tavshilin? I asked you when I started. He kept even Erev Tavshilin, he kept all the Rabbanans. Why was Erev Tavshilin singled out that Avram Avinu kept even Erev Tavshilin? So we're going to see Myrdiki shove them out. Let's see. What does Oilam think here? If the Gemara says they kept even Erev Tavshilin, is that Rav Ashi? Or is that the Svar of Hoyle? Which one would it be? Which, again, Rav Avinu kept a Filu Erev Tavshilin. Now, if it's a Rav, according to Rav Ashi, let's think over a second. The Fi Rav Ashi, so they made it, the Chacham came along, and the Chacham made it Takana. They made it Xer, like any other Xer. We're afraid you're going to cook from Yom to Tachol, to Takana's Chacham. If you learn like Rav says, no, there's no Takana. We want to make sure you have food for Shabbos. It's not Xer. The Chacham is saying we're very concerned about Shabbos. It's not that we're afraid you're going to do something wrong. So Lefi Rav Chizda, Lefi Rav, it's very good. Avraham Avinu kept the Erev Tavshilin. Why? Because it's not even a Takana. It's not a Gzera. We're afraid you're not going to prepare for Shabbos. So the Chacham said, start preparing for Shabbos before on a weekday. By preparing on a weekday, you're going to remember. I'm not going to forget about Shabbos. But Lefi Rav Ashi, that it's a Takana, so we have a good Shaila. Huh, right down here is the Nafkamin. If we hold like Ravashi or Rabba, what's the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu?
How can Avraham say Hayol anyway?
Oh, very good. We're going to see if you can say Hayol and when he says Hayol. Comes along the Gvura Sari, the Shag Yisai, Meredith, if you say whatever we just brought up. Says like this. How can Avraham, if you're going to go there, Avraham Avinu is going with the sheet of Hayol, there are no Jews. There's no Hayol by God. So what are we going to say?
For yourself also?
No, it's no help for yourself. You already cooked. Chayil means that guests might come. So Avraham Avinu had a lot of guests. They're all going. So what? How can Avraham Avinu go ahead and, if you tell me you kept the Erev Tavshilin, if you hold it, you don't need Chayil, very good. So you went ahead and made the sacrifice. And now we have a beautiful Chiddush, the Fear of Ashi. Well, the feed, the mandom that holds in Rabba, that holds you need Chayil. And that's the only reason why Erev Tavshilin worked. Where's the Chayil? No Chayil. What guests are coming? There's no guests. The only guests that showed up were going. Let's see inside. Who? So let's see. Me, Yohani Archin. We're going to see right now. You'll see right now if that's true or not. Then we'll see if some say. Me, Yohani Archin, Darmin, Ohio. I do Archim Israel and Dafos. So I'm thinking Mara himself to see him. Abaloy Archim Nachim. You can't cook for guy. 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 You can't cook for Kol shkein glasli hayel. I could have hayel. If they can't cook for them, what's hayel? Well, hashtav amino. I might think that we may have rum shalai hayel dain shemrei tayr. No shemrei tayr. Elahu b'nei beis l'chud. Ba'afilu halalu the gerim. Even if Avram was Megayer and Sarah, Hayah Nigrar and Akra, they were considered as B'nai Basic. What does the Pasuk say? That's HaNefesh, Eser, Asu, B'charen, Hainu, Geirin, Shigairu. Those were all the Geirin. I mean, Medrash Rabbah. Then Cain, whereas there's no Hayah, Les Leila Gabi Didea, Tera Dahi, on the Clay Archim, Tami Shem Archim, Nach, Kremena, Daichi Yantiv, Shem Hachi, Avamina, Dolei Shayach, Tera, Dev Shishim, Rabbah, on the Shabbos. Oh, what's the Kiddush? Kamash Malan. This Ravashi is no that he still kept Erev Tavshilin. What do you mean? What does that mean? Tafila Gabi Diday, Mani Mani Erev Tavshilin. He holds like Rav Chisda. Say the Kanami. That's what the Gura Sari says. The Chiddush is that when remember it's Ravashi saying the Gemara, because Ravashi is the one that says Avraham Avinu was Mekai and Tafila Erev Tavshilin. Oh, it can only work like Ravashi anyway, right? Because it can't be Hayil. Because there is no Hayil. So, but it's again, this is not going to answer the other Mandama. The Rav Ashi is very gishmak. Rav Ashi himself is saying, "Would be my shita that I hold him." Besides this day, Avraham Avinu kept Erev Tavshilin. Why did he keep Erev Tavshilin? Very good. He's being a riot. Lefi is shita. That's what he's saying. He still kept Erev Tavshilin. I asked you before, what's the chiddush? Now we have a chiddush. Feel the gabi today. Now I'm Erev Tavshilin. We shouldn't be chizus feel it. Yeah, for gabi the way I mean in Ohio, Erev Tavshilin work. Why? Sarchi Shabbos nas in the yontif. Well, you see the Gura Sari also goes that these two sheetahs line up. The Rav Ashi lines up Rav Chisda. Rabbanan Atzichulei Keira. Oh, Keira. They have Tavshilin. Shleyayimrum Haifin Miyantif L'chol. Maradik, that's what he says. Let's see how others learn. So there's a Shubin Chassam site where he also brings this idea up. We'll see. Yisai Gadol. We always have to always come back to our Chassam Seifers. But first, we're going to see the
Rabbanan Atzichulei Keira.
Very good. Or even himself, Avram himself. All purpose of Avram himself. The Sefer Megid Yerachim question is right. We have to see who his guests are. But look at what he writes over there. It says he brings down the next print over here. The whole reason of Erev Tavshilin is Midaraisa. He's going with the Hoyle. We have Hoyle. Bibi Klayarch and Chazale. I am Morgan Avram. Hoggle, Mahani Svaras Hoyle, Hatti Gamet Rabbanan. I asked you before, why doesn't the Hoyle say that? Why did the Rabbanan answer in the first place? Kamalay of the So I said to you before, maybe Lufi Rabashi. But that's not Pash of Shah. Yeah, because how common is it that guests are going to come? And he brings down the Meiri. It's a suffix. So the only reason why you can't get punished because it's Asura Sabi. Maybe guests will come, maybe guests won't come. So you might think that Avraham Avinu had a lot of guests. He had guests all the time. So you would think he doesn't need an Erev Tavshilin. Because once you have this var of guests, why did the Rabbanan answer in the first place? They only answered it because who said you're going to get guests? Who said? But Avraham Avinu always had guests. He always had guests, so he didn't need an Erev Tavshilin. Shad Gemara therefore says Avraham Avinu even Lefi the other man the Amar that's as far of Ohio. Very good. So we're still back to the question: who are his guests? Who is his guests? He still have the Gura Sari's question: who are his guests? He's just let's just say that maybe not that he wasn't the guy of them and they were not considered B'nai Beisai. Not like the Gura Sari says, but you see that he's trying to answer up if even the man the Amar what Avraham Avinu did. We'll see.
He had this from Petura that he moved away.
Okay, you're going to see a Mara Diki Yisai now. When did Avraham Avinu make his Erev Tavshilin? Which week did he make an Erev Tavshilin? I heard this before from one of you, but you're going to see a Mara Diki, a beautiful shot. So it comes along the Stam Seifer, and he asks like this. We spoke about the Shaila years ago at some shir where you want to be able to cook from the seventh day of Pesach to the last day of Pesach. Maybe you don't eat, you eat gebrachs, you don't eat gebrachs, and you want to be able to cook. And the Chassam Sofer wants to know, in the area of Tavshilin, work, hayl. There's no hayl. You can't have hayl because I can't serve this to the guest today. You can't serve it today because you don't eat it today. On the eighth day of Pesach, I eat it, but I don't eat it today. So if I don't eat it today, how can I go ahead and say, hayl, if guest comes, I can give it to them? Right, that's what Chassam Sofer wants to know. He wants to know that this year won't, because the last is the Pesach, and it doesn't end up the last. No, I wouldn't be in the game, but it would be a Friday leading into Shabbos, right? Friday leads into Shabbos. Thursday, I'm going to make the Erev Tavshilin. Friday, I'm cooking. The only reason I'm allowed to cook on Friday is because, well, I hail Miklai. I can guess my come. I can't serve it to the guests. It's brought, right? So some sniper wants to know, does it work? There's no hail. That's a shaila. He says like this. It's amazing because he had the back and forth with his son-in-law, Mickey Vager, about this. Ezim Shana Mishalti from my father-in-law. I'm sorry. He asked from his father-in-law. The Posen, Noyegin Lachal Peres Evasion. Okay, similar idea. Same idea. It's not Gebrachs, the same idea. They used to eat the Rajagits. He wants to know, what do I feel? Are you allowed to make on the seventh day of Pesach Shilin and Alatzar Knocher? Dare, on the day of Pesach Shilin, like a day high. Bakle Shayachzeh. Why isn't that Shayachzeh? The Sir behind me. Design Shal Pesach. We're not allowed to eat these foods. But in the release, he says, my father-in-law held that it's Mutter. The Matir and Preservation, Bishop, why? Because you're allowed to give it to Chayla, Shame by Shekana. So, oh, you'll be Chazi with Chayla, be Shame by Shekana, is that Shia? That's Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger is saying that there is still a Chayla, because there are people that can eat this on the seventh day of Pesach. Chayla, Shame by Shekana. Very good. He's going to say, right, but do you see, it says some side if I wasn't my own. He is Chayla, Aim by Shekana Shia, Avaloi Shia. It's not common that this Chayla needs to eat this. The chayla needs to eat this. Yeah, chayla shame by sakan is common, but the chayla should need to eat this food. He brings up taisis. According to taisis, to ask the kasha, all malachas should be bottled. The mi idea, my should start a chayla. There's always chayla around. He says, if you will have in sakin, lift them in a kula malo. You should be allowed to do everything. You can't bottle come after Shabbos. Ah, taisis answers, you need chia. Him can't. If you look at chayla b'fanenu, who says he needs this food? And then he speaks about the cup in the Gemara, where there's a cup in Nafal Yam, what the lots of dog in, the Chazal is talking about. You're allowed, what's the Gemara is talking about over there, about capturing fish on Shabbos, why are you capturing the fish? I don't know, it's a separate sugya, and we've spoken about this in the past. He ends, I want to read who I underlined it. So he says, with Rush, says of some site, for Amarki, Avraham Avinu invites the Malachim, because when is this? They look like Arabs, and it was. Beyond the Shal Pesach, Mishum, third day of Mila, Chal B'nei Beisai Hayah, Vavaru Bishul Shchit Eshchiach, because they're all Chaylim, right? The Tzrichim Musakanim, Hachulah Naisa Malachis. So what did we say before? He needs this. In other words, the we're going to see in a moment here, the Chassam Sofer doesn't need a Svara of Hayil because he has people here that can eat. What's he talking about? So let me show you a bit. Look at the bottom paragraph and it explains the Chassam Sofer. Yeshlaim, Chahach Mamro, Shekhaim Avram Avinu, Afiu Erev Tavshila Ma'ari, Al Oysa Yantiv. This Yantiv of Pesach, when the guests came, who are the guests? The Malachim. Shebai Bishav of Avram Marchim. Shareye Shechich Mikama Duchdi, Sha Oysa Yantiv was Erev Shabbos. That Yantiv that the guests, that the Malachim showed up, was Erev Shabbos. He brings down Pnei Arye, Shehoye. Avram Avinu was Batsam Ayam Azeh, Bitsum Shal Shvi, which was Wednesday. And then to Shem Shlich Shemila, when the Malachim come, is on Friday. So they come on Friday. Sarah's tight, and then he brings down another Sefer, Shahaya Diyashav Avram Avinu, Pesach Ayel, Be'er he went to be the Kabbal Tais for Shabbos. So Avram Avinu is sitting on Friday, and the guests show up, and then he brings down the Sefer Shemayin Alachmai, Laima Sharei Muva B'Medrisha, Baka Sheshachar Avram Aminolach, Haya Baal Chai, Sefer Yitzira, he only can create it. We have the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, he went a few weeks ago, he can create on Erev Shabbos, he created Erev Shabbos. So it comes out that when the Malachim show up, was Yantav of Pesach, and we know they came on Yantav. That Yantav of Pesach was what day was it? Friday. And then it's leading into Shabbos. Right? It's leading into Shabbos. So we asked before that where is there the Hayil? We know the Malachim are there. oh, you have Hayil, you can be served to Malachim. So the whole, when did Avraham Avinu Mekayim Erev Tavshilin? Only that Friday. That's the only time he needed the Erev Tavshilin. In the Erev Tavshilin would it work? Why would the Erev Tavshilin work? Because Imamish has guests. Oh, Imamish has guests. Very good. That's what Erev Tavshilin does.
Another 9 minutes.
They were Malachim. They were Malachim.
When he said that, he didn't know.
So that's questionable. At what point he realized they were? So at some point, he found out they were Malachim.
Tells them to wash their feet.
That was when they came in. Then he realizes they're Malachim. So the pig can go cook. We have guests. We don't need to say guests are going to come. We have guests right now. So he went out. Oh, you? No, it's going on there because look what he writes. It's Tzrichil Musukanim. Oh, you're allowed to do it. It's Musukanim. He said already before. Those malachas are really mutter for him. Okay, they said mutter for him.
Why is he
seeing
that?
What?
That's a different question.
Right. I mean, right. We have to play around that exactly when he sees the meaning. So, what does he think? Right. I have to play around with
the meaning. What did the malacha mean? You have fun anyway. What do you mean that?
No, but he needs to cook for Shabbos, right? So he has to cook for Shabbos now. It's Yom Tov. So how's he cooking for Shabbos? Mara's saying he made Erev Tavshilin. What's he need Erev Tavshilin? So that means he's cooking now for Shabbos.
This was upset because the Malachim came.
Right, he has a hat now because now he has guests here. He has a Malachim here.
But how do you know that they couldn't make Erev Tavshilin?
That's a good question. The question is, how did he know? But he always knew that guests can come, so I guess he didn't know. So you're right. He made it. The question is, how did he know? So that's all. We're going to continue. Mir Tashem. We're going to go through the rest of the halachas next week. We'll all the negei halachas here. Mir Tashem. We'll see you next week.